Week 9 is here after a dreadful last week, week 8, where Nasdaq fell 3.3% and Dow Jones fell 2.99%. Red indeed, just like I said, betting on Northrop was a good choice because that stock held quite good during a very volatile week for the markets. This week, we will be a little bit aggressive again, not by much, because we will add Chevron to the portfolio. I think it is good time to get back into Chevron. Chevron been a good bet all the time, but we will be back in Chevron. Next 30 minutes, I will tell you what I think will happen in the market this week, and we'll give you a little insights into how I position the different levels between high and low and medium risk, how much I put into each stock, etc. And by the end of the podcast, you will have the trading tips. What are the stocks that I will play this week? How did it go last week? And much more. Week 9 is here. My name is Jim. You're listening to the Stock Invest Trading Podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. I hope you had a good week last week, despite the markets being red. Nasdaq fell 3.3% last week, ending at 11,395 points, and currently being in the middle of the trend with oversold relative strength index. Does that mean that we now will turn up in the middle of the trend, which I was hoping for? I don't know, we will have a look at the chart in just a bit. Dow Jones fell for the fourth week straight, down 2.99% for Dow Jones last week to 32,817 points. My week was nothing special. The War Machine and Northrop kept up, just like I hoped for, and the other stocks went more or less moderate, while Boeing was sold by stop loss. But we will get back to that and more in the end of the podcast, where we'll talk about the trading tips. The end of the week was maybe the best for me. Personally, I had the chance to go with metal detector again, the very first trip of 2023. And the fortune stood by. I was lucky to find a silver coin, a Saxon Thaler from 1720. So good day for me, and maybe I even will post a picture here in the podcast, the YouTube version, where you can see the coin. But a good start for the metal detecting season, and hopefully this year will bring a lot of treasures. How will it be in the stock market? I personally believe last year we had a very, very good year. Despite markets going down, the portfolio were doing extremely well. And I have that feeling that this year will be even better. But right now we are struggling in the markets. Last week was a red portfolio week, and even this week is a red portfolio week, but not by much. The problem is, of course, that the market was a little overbought, had a natural reaction down. Now the question is, will this continue downwards? More and more experts says that Dow Jones has to fall upwards to 30% before we find the bottom. I'm not sure about that. As I said for a very long time, I think that the end of this bear market will be in late May, and by June we will welcome and acknowledge a bull market. But there's lots of hurdles up the road, and some of these may lead to some very, very extreme falls in the market. I like to mention these, and sometimes I feel I'm repeating myself over and over again. But as I said for many years, things have turned out to be correct. Inflation is not that easy to handle, and doing so, the banks just have to increase the interest rates, the Fed, and they will keep doing, and that's not a good combo for the market. On top of this, of course, we have the Ukraine war, and things are getting more tense again, and the Taiwan conflict is getting closer. All of these things has the potential for a real disaster. So I will continue for some more time, like I have been doing for the last year. I keep most of my money in the bank, waiting for very good opportunities, not to be taken by surprise. And I got a very good question from one of the viewers. Sent me an email asking, so how much money do I put into each of the stocks that I mention every week? I like to play by risk. I categorize the stock like low risk, medium risk, and high risk, and usually I have a percentage which I keep in high risk stocks, and I sometimes change this percentage. Like we've been in the market, I keep that high risk stocks percentage very low and keep a higher percent into what I consider to be safe stocks. Safe stocks today are stocks that have very strong fundamentals. You should check the stocks that you are investing into. Do they have the fundamentals? Can they handle more downturn? Can they handle the recession which we are in? Because for sure, the earnings results will get worse and worse as we head forward. But as I said also many, many times before, stock market turn long, long before the rest of the world do. When the market thinks that the bottom, the theoretical bottom is reached, that everything we accumulate, all the knowledge that we have into the market, the stock market usually turns, and that can be as much as 2 years before the rest of the fundamental in the stock market turn. We price it into the stock, the expectation for a lower quarter results next month, and so on, that the yearly revenues will go down. We price that into today's price. Low risk stocks will typically be the stocks that have very good fundamentals. They are not high on the borrowing ratio, meaning that they have some sort of balance between income and loans. Loans is never good when interest rates go up and revenues go down. It takes a huge toll on your cash flow. Stocks which I've been mentioning over and over again is oil stocks, of course, and I can just say straight away, I think Chevron will be a very good buy this week. And like I said last week, that Northrop is just making money as the warmongers are screaming for war around the world. Anyway, these are the things that I like to play about. So first, I do not have all my money in the stock market because it's way too risk still. I will wait for the bull market, then I will increase my percentages into the market. Like if we go a few years back when the COVID came, you have the brutal fall. I think that was when I started this podcast. I said, now I will invest everything I have because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And of course, it had that extreme upturn after finding the bottom. I enjoyed that. And as Nasdaq climbed towards 16,000, I started to reduce my exposure and go down to some 30%, currently around 35-37%. Of my assets are in stocks or similar risk assets. I keep some in gold and some in the bank just waiting for it. So just to round up and answer that question, so how and how much do I put into each of them? Like last week, I went into Lumen, Boeing, and Northrop. I put a little less in Lumen because I consider it to be high risk stocks, and a little more in Boeing and most in Northrop. Looking at the results, I can say that that was a smart decision. That is one strategy to play a negative market. Of course, if like last week turned out somewhat good, you could see Lumen go up 20%. And of course, that would hurt the profit when you have less money invested. But it's a risk management strategy, and you just have to find your strategy. This week will be a lot of numbers coming out during the week, but nothing really special. Last week was some inflation numbers. There will be more numbers this week that will confirm how it is, and a lot of earning results will come out. Some of these is related to electric vehicle, because Leo will come out today, and I think it was Rivian tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll see Rivian Automotive coming out. I'm just waiting for that perfect opportunity to get back into EVs. I already started to accumulate some stocks, because I think there will be a very huge upside. But first, the world needs to get back to somewhat shape. The market has to stabilize a little bit, because I think that there, these will be the huge, huge growth stocks in the future. You just have to find the correct stocks. Tesla had a very long run. The other car makers like Leo, Neo did not do the same run while Tesla did. So different reasons for that. But in general, I think it's a huge upside. Problems with Leo, Neo, and a few others is, of course, Chinese and the conflict which US currently have with Chinese increasing by the day. Some risks there, but I recommend you to keep an eye on the EV stocks. Risk still high, downside good, but these will be growth stocks for the future. So it's just a matter of time, in my opinion. Addition to this, there will be lending today, and Occidental Petroleum, which we have traded several times in this podcast series. Zoom video will be. Dollar Tree will be on Wednesday. Best Buy will be on Thursday, along with other stocks, of course. You should check up your stock. Is my stock giving a quarter results this week? Because it will for sure affect your stocks. And maybe I haven't mentioned in the series, but you should also check about dividend, because many stocks pay dividend. Happened to Northrop last week, paying $1.7 or something in dividend. And usually they open the trading day the day after without dividend. In order to get the dividend, you have to owe the stock the day that the dividend is decided. You cannot just buy the stock the day before the dividend, because you will not get the dividend. So you have to have the stock the day that the dividend is decided and hold the share until the payout day. You can sell it after the payout day, then you can sell your shares. So check that and the quarter results, and that could save you quite much money. Now, these were some of the things for the week. Oil fell by $1 last week. Gold fell by $33 last week to $1,818. And the 10-year treasury went up, currently very close to 4 at 3.95. When 10-year treasury will go up, the markets go down. It's been that all year and hasn't been wrong still. We will not dwell too much about these things. We will have a look at the technical part of things, look at the chart, come to a conclusion, will it be a red or will it be a green week, and then just move on to the trading tips. Now, before going to the signals, I like to try teach you a few things and talk a little around stock trading in general. I get many questions from people. Why can't I talk more about options? Why can't I talk more about gearing? Why do I play so safe? First off, when you are in a bear market, and usually just look at the trends, look at the trend for the stock that you're trading, look at the trend for the market. Trend is your best friend. It's super strong, and it gives a good guidance. Sometimes it will fail, but in most cases, it is right. And in general, it is being more right than wrong. reducing your stop losses, increasing gains. And that is how you will make money in the stock market. Play by this rule. Then, why do I not recommend options, etc.? Because we have been in a negative market. We was at the bottom of the market. It had a natural reaction up in January, being oversold, etc. Of course, we could have went more into options. But there is no place that we ever is going to make money as fast as doing options, doing gearing. It's also the place where you will lose the money you are fast. Many people do not realize that if a stock falls 50%, you have to double it to get back to your same level. And that falling 50% is very easy. Doing a double is very hard. How likely is it that the stock can fall 50%? Well, just look what happened to Meta. Just look what happened to Tesla. Yes, they have bounced back up. But if you're sitting in an exposed position with options or gearing, these things can break your back completely. I'm not here making a podcast where you will lose tons of money. I will try help you increase your knowledge. I show you the trades which I do, so you can learn from how I think, how I trade. And it worked extremely well last year. It's been working very well for many years. There are more and better options. Of course, I can tell you to do a short here, do a short there. When Tesla was very high, of course, it was very good reason to have a short. But these things are more advanced. And I do know that most of you are not that advanced. You are not able to sit in front of the computer every single minute in and out of positions, reducing or setting up trading stations which will handle these things, because you have to have certain stop losses, etc. Everything have to be there, otherwise you can run into real bad things. Just a quick example, for those who remember, in week one we bought Fate, or I bought Fate at $10.05. Everything was looking very good for Fate. Now I just used a small portion of all the profits I had put into to Fate. I think it was on a Thursday that week, same week, they suddenly, after market closed, announced that they were out of the Johnson & Johnson deal. The day after, the stock opened down 60%. We managed to get back half of the losses, but had to take a loss. Now imagine if that was a position on gearing. Let's say that I only put in 10% myself. What a catastrophe that would be. So that is the reason why I in this series do not mention more about it. I might make a podcast series where we are very aggressive and we will go in on the single minute. But for this podcast series, I will not recommend gearing. I will not recommend option trading, and I sincerely believe that if you want to succeed long term in this, that sort of thing should only be a very, very smart, small part of your portfolio. You can use 10% of your portfolio into options, of course, that's a good thing. But I promise you, I've seen money come extremely fast and go away equally fast. You just need one very bad news. Markets will be down 5% in a single day. And I can promise you, the Nasdaq last week fell 3.33%. Most stocks, Nasdaq fell much, much more than that. And some of you are probably nodding right now because you have some Nasdaq stocks and had very severe losses last week. Because the Nasdaq index is not all the stocks, it's the major stocks, and the major stocks, as I said, usually are better fundamentals. They did not fall as much as many of the smaller stocks did. Now, let's move straight to the signals, look at the chart, and get to the trading tips and get started on the week. Signals, we like to mention these things, is buy and sell signals, and as you have learned by now, these really works very well. When markets was way too high, you had a correction like it should be. Now, a Across all the stocks that we analyzed, it's 25%. Buy signals been falling many weeks in a row. Going to Nasdaq, only 22. That starts to become very low. And from a risk reward point of view, opens up for a good possibility that we might have a green week. So just looking at this number, last week it was 38. Week 6 it was 46. It was obvious, like I told you then, it's obvious it has to be a correction because it's way too high. And now it's 22. We are getting very, very close to a position where there will be a possible buying opportunity. Now this number can fall much more. When markets is overbought, it can go very high. When it's oversold, it can go even lower, even faster. But just looking at the number 22 says me that the risk reward is somewhat more attractive. How can we play these things? Well, it means, for instance, that let's say that for a week like this, I can go a little bit more higher percentage wise in to risk related stocks, because when it's classically overborn, you don't want to sit in stocks that can fall very much. You go to a little bit more safer stocks. Now, when things are very low, you can have a very nice rebound. Sounds like NIO, LEO, all these things are typically stocks that can do very good for the forthcoming week. But still, 22 is not very, very low, but it is for sure giving a better risk reward. New York Stock Exchange 25 down from 41. Again, also here we start to see possible good buying opportunities. London from 35 to 25, while Asia has been holding up last week. Tokyo actually went up from 36 to 45. Shenzhen, China from 24 to 35. So we see that Asia is moving a little bit up, while Europe and the US had a challenging week last week. Now, we will look at the chart, come to a conclusion, will it be a red or will it be a green week? And then go for the trading tips. Now, again, also repetition, if you're listening to this podcast on audio version, it's available on YouTube as well. And I think Spotify also have the video version of this where you will see the charts. Anyway, what we see is Nasdaq is in a slight rising trend in the very short term picture. In the long term, it's in the top of the trend, but for the short term, it's in a small rising trend. Now it is in the middle of the trend, relative strength index from the bottom at 35. Two things I really like in this chart is, of course, the low relative strength index. I also like that the volume was falling alongside Nasdaq going down. We want volume to follow. That is the one rule we really like. Now, there are a few things which is very good. There is also a few things which are not so good. So let's start with the good things. I really like that we are in a position where buy signals are low, relative strength index are low. Of course, these things correlate, but in general, I like that, and that we are in the middle of the trend, because as I said, if we want a breakup, we have to go to the long-term chart to really see what I mean about breaking out of that falling trend. Usually that happens when you are in the middle of the trend and then go up. And you get that momentum you need to break the trend. The top of the long-term trend would be somewhere around 12,000. So that's the thing that we need to pass with proper margin above. I really like that. The things that I do not like is that we have broken both the long-term and the short-term moving average. Both of them are giving sell signals, and it doesn't take much to give a major sell signals from these two. If the markets do not react up, if they don't go up like in theory they should, we can end up in a situation where we have a strong sell signals from the relation between these two signals. And then I think the road down will be very fast, very brutal. For a week as such, I think there is a high likelihood that we may end red. At the same time, of course, there is this upside that we turn from today's level. The first resistance will be 11,800, later all the way up to 12,200. On the downside, there is a lot of support, but there is something about the negative momentum. Now, in the charts, you cannot read everything. You can read a lot of things. But I will base my negative conclusion for the week. I think it will be yet another red week. I will base it on external factors. I think that there will be a lot of media push, negative media push against things like now we'll have to realize that interest rates will go above 5%, etc. I see that. I already saw that in Norwegian news last week, that now they say, oh, sorry, we were wrong. The interest rate will have to go further up. Shouldn't be a surprise if you listen to this podcast. You heard me say that a long time. That's exactly what they're going to say. And then they're going to double the interest rates after that level. How should you play your game this week? Totally up to you. I think the risk reward is getting very attractive. It's or at least getting more attractive, but it's still not there. I will be a little careful how I do, because I think there is a fair chance that we will have a red week, as I said. I think that we might trade between 10,800, 11,800. These are the intervals where I think most of the week will be. If you are lucky, we will start green. We will get some momentum and push up, because if we push up about 12,200, things are really starting to look brighter up. I will remain a little restrictive this week as well. When and if we break up, I will go harder in. Now, let's jump to the trading tips and see what are the stocks that will play this week. Last week, I decided that I would increase the exposure a bit after Chevron was sold and gold was sold the week before. Barrick Gold was sold the week before. So last week, I had Sumerica open from a long time ago, but went into Lumen, Boeing and Northrop. The week has passed, the results are in. I was able to buy Lumen, Boeing and Northrop on the Monday. I thought I found some good prices. And for a period of time, it was very good buys, but the end of the week was not the very best for Nasdaq. Sumerica fell back to 23 cents last week and is currently sitting with a loss. But as I told you, this is a stock which I think will go up to $1. It's a penny stock. It's just a small part of the portfolio. We've been trading it so many times. Huge profit. It still remains in the portfolio. Lumen, however, was bought on $3.66 on the Monday. Was a little up and a little down, ending the week at $3.56, down 2.73%. So it made for a better week than Nasdaq and Dow Jones. And these are one of the things that I'm aiming for, always trying to do better than the index. Boeing, however, was bought at $207.10. Didn't upturn, then had a very bad downturn and was cut by stop loss at $199.20, down 3.81%. Northrop, however, as I told you, the warmongers, they are screaming. And if you read the news, you can see that the weapon industry have problems stacking up weapon as fast as they are needing. So here is money being made by the minute. It is just going to increase until we see a political shift. And there are some signs. I see some good signs in general that these dark progressive forces that is causing the mayhem we see across the world now, that they are on a slight retreat. First sign of peace talks will be very good, but until that happens, the war industry will be a very good place to be in. Northrop was bought for $68.88 on the Monday, and it was up quite nice, 2-3% or something, ending the week at $470.91, is up 0.43% so far in the portfolio. So as the week came to a close, we have three stocks Opens America, Lumen, and Northrop NOC. I gave a small advice in the previous section. I said that I think it will be a very good week for Chevron. And as I said in week six, when Chevron was sold, that when time is right, we will be back into Chevron. So, Chevron, I will try to get into Chevron as low as I can today. The reason Chevron was sold in week six was because Biden announced that he will sell more of the strategic petroleum reserve. That caused the oil price to dip. Chevron was dipping and it was cut by stop loss with a slight profit. Now we will be back into Chevron again. Hope to find a good price today. And I think that we can have some nice profit. Chevron represent what I call strong fundamental stocks. Makes very strong money, has very good balance sheet. And if things go south, you heard me say that I think it will be yet a red week. It will be volatile. It will be up in the beginning of the week for sure. And we will see how the bears and the bulls come together, who will win. But I like to keep the bigger side of my portfolio in somewhat strong bets. So Northrop and Chevron will make the basis for that this week, while Lumen, I think Lumen has an upside, I argue for that this last week. And Sumerica will be on the higher risk end of the portfolio. So these are the stocks that I will hold this week. I have Sumerica, Lumen, Northrop. I will add Chevron this week. And I have a very strong feeling that we will end green next week. I cannot remember if it happened last week that we showed three red weeks in a row. But there is a first time for everything. So if you're a new listener watching this for the first time and you have seen three videos in a row where we have had some losses, well, it's the first thing for everything. The profits that we made last year is still extreme, so we can handle this and much, much more before it becomes a problem. And you just heard me, and you can even see it on the screen, the losses that we took in some of the stocks this week, combined with how much that is inserted into each of the stocks, the portfolio did relatively good. It did way much better than Nasdaq and Dow Jones. But of course, we wanted to be in the green. So that was a very, very short trading tip part. But again, it's a new week. Why don't we make it short? Just start the week and see how it moves. It will be a very, very interesting week indeed. Will we bounce up from the middle and the trend and go for a fast rally upward? Will Nasdaq finally go into rally? Because when it happens, it will move very fast up to 14,000 points for sure. There will be so much profit made. Or will it face down? I think a lot of answers will be given this week. As I said in the opening of the last section, I had a very good end of the week last week doing some metal detecting. I hope you are able to do some nice things outside stock trading as well. Reading a book, playing games, or whatever you do, get that energy, because we are getting closer and closer to where the real fun starts. And the real fun will start when the market slowly turns into what I consider confirmed bull market. There are signs that we might be there. At the same time, they are not confirmed, and that means that we still have to stick to the idea that we are in the bear market. When it's finally established, the bull market, we will go much more aggressive in. And I will just repeat what I've been saying for a few weeks. I think if we made good money last year, this year we will make much more. I hope you will have a very good week. I hope you will have a super duper Monday. And when we speak next week, I hope you have made some good greens into your portfolio. And I hope I'll do the same thing. Anyway, we'll speak in just a week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us podcast. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information provided, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.